Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, in 1980s, there was a missionary came to India from Australia. And he was filled with zeal and spirit, and he was working among the poor, among the tribes. And as he was helping and as he was doing his ministry there, one day, in the middle of the night, his house was on fire. And he was inside, and he was burned alive in the house. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if I would ask you, have you ever experienced persecution for the sake of your faith? Have you ever experienced pain and suffering for the sake of your faith? Most of you would say no. Because our country is a Christian country, so we many a times don't see such a persecution in our country. But when we look into, you know, the other countries, still today there is a persecution going around for the sake of their faith. But in another hand, you know, even though if you say that you have never experienced or never faced persecution or pain or suffering for the sake of your faith, but you have been experiencing pain and suffering, you have been experiencing persecution because of your faith. You know, many a times we think, when we say persecution, we think about a physical pain, physical suffering. But our soul, we forget. Our soul has been suffering every now and then. Our soul has been persecuted. Our soul is under pain and suffering. We don't realize that, because we don't give importance for the pain and suffering of our soul. So Bishop Fulton Sheen says, you know, the whole world is hungry for the Lord. That means the soul of whole world, all the people, is seeking for the Lord, but we don't realize it. We don't give much importance for our soul. So that's why, in the same way, we are not realizing the persecution and the pain and suffering that our soul is undergoing because of the worldly desires and the attack of Satan. We know and we believe that Satan is real, and he always seeks the souls which are closer to the heart of Jesus. And he tries to destroy and persecute the soul and defile the soul and take the soul away from the love of God. You see, the life of sages or the life of hermits in the early church, so they separated themselves. They were in solitude. But even though they were in solitude, away from the people, but they were experiencing persecution in their soul. That's why they used to beat themselves. The soul was tempted. The soul was under pain. That soul was not in the state of grace. So they beat themselves to inflict pain upon them, to realize that they need to purify their heart. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, As we look into first reading today, of course, the first reading prepares us to understand the gospel reading better. So, in the first reading, we see prophet Jeremiah. He was called to be the prophet of Lord for 40 years. Imagine, 40 years he was a prophet. And during his time, there were no kings who were faithful to God. He struggled. He was persecuted in both body and soul. He struggled to bring the faith back in the heart of people, but he was fighting and keep on fighting. And it was his time when Babylon attacked Jerusalem or Judah and defeated and taken the people of Israel into exile because the kings were away from God and they were away from the religion. And when Babylonian king wanted to capture Judah, the word of God came to prophet Jeremiah and told to the king Zedekiah to surrender or to pay the tribute, because in those days Babylon was the, you know, having or holding strong power among all the, you know, kingdom in Mesopotamia. And Judah was a small or petty kingdom. So they were forced to pay the tribute to Babylon. But Zedekiah and the people, those who were in the courts with the princes, they refused. But the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah to pay the tribute, to avoid the greater evil. But they did not listen to the word of the prophet because they are already away from God and the religion. So that is why when prophet Jeremiah was insisting them, prophet Jeremiah was punished by those people. He was put in the cistern. And it is around 587 BC, the Jerusalem was destroyed during the time of the king Zedekiah. So they failed to listen to the word of God. They failed to listen to, you know, the prophet when the word of the Lord came to them. So they were away from God. And Jeremiah was struggling to bring them back. And Jeremiah was stoned to death in Egypt. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to take the job, to be a follower of Christ or to follower of God, it is not a simple task. For 40 years, he struggled a lot to bring the people, but he could not. The people were in exile, and it is that time they realized the love of God. They were seeking protection and safety when they were in exile. Dear brothers and sisters, you see, Jesus was telling, you will be divided. There will be a division among your family itself based on those who believe and those who do not. So the people, those who do not believe, they are against those who believe in God. You know, when I was converted, I was a Hindu. My whole family were Hindus. We were firm believers of Hinduism. And when we were converted to Christianity, all family, our relatives, they didn't want to come to our home. So they want to keep us away from their, you know, group. And my mother said, I don't mind. I don't mind if you keep us away, because we have found the true and living God. So now those people who avoided us, now they are coming to the Catholic Church to participate in the Mass and to pray in the Catholic Church. So we will be rejected, we will be kept away from the group when we believe in God, when we are called to be His disciples. So we are called to face those things. We are called to be ready to face those things in our life. Unless until we face struggles or pain or suffering, we cannot be a true follower of Christ. We cannot be a true disciple of Christ, because the Christianity is built upon the tombs of the prophets, tombs of the martyrs. So the blood that they shed is now bringing the people in, and that become the seed. And there are so many, you know, people who come out from the blood of the martyrs and the prophets and become the followers of Christ. You know, even today, the Jewish people are not in peace. When Jesus came and proclaimed that He is a Messiah, when they were called to realize that Jesus is a true Messiah, but they did not, they did not believe in Him. They persecuted Him, they killed Him, and still today, they are not at peace. They lost peace, they are at war. So there is a division among the Jews, those who believe Christ, those who do not believe in Christ. So as Jesus said in today's gospel, there will be a separation among one family. So among one family of Judaism, there is a separation. Those who believe and do not believe. And Jesus also said, I set the fire and it is already blazing. What kind of fire He speaks about? You know, there is a different understanding about the fire in the Old Testament and the New Testament. For example, it is the presence of God. Fire is the symbol of the presence of God. We see when Moses was called by God, He appeared to him in the burning bush. And when the people of Israel were going in the desert, walking in the desert, it is the Lord who walked with them during the day as a pillar of cloud and during the night as a pillar of fire. And also, the fire is a symbol of what we call holiness. We are called to be purified. Through baptism, we receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who cleanses, purifies us. So it is a symbol of purity. And also, it is the wrath against sin. We know how Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. So Jesus said, I already brought that fire. I mean, He says, the faith, also known as the fire, I already set that fire here on earth, and it is already blazing. It is among us. I mean, the faith that He brought among us, it is already, you know, blazing. So are we really able to live as a disciple of Christ, accepting pain and suffering? And are we able to realize that we are persecuted every now and then through Satan and his works? If we realize that, then we will choose to stand by the side of the Lord always, not only by our names, not only by our daily outward activities, but through our strong faith, through our belief, through our action, that we are true follower of Christ. So let us ask God's strength to overcome as a disciple, to stand against all those persecutions and accept the persecution and fight against it and overcome it and be a true disciple until the end, when Jesus comes to call us to live with Him in His mansion in heaven. So for that grace, let us pray during this Mass. Amen.